The Speckled Band, Introduction. The Speckled Band is one of 56 Sherlock Holmes short stories written by Scottish author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The story first appeared in the Strand magazine in 1892 with illustrations by Sidney Paget. Doyle agreed with Sherlock Holmes fans that The Speckled Band was his best Holmes story. The story moves along at a rapid pace, with Sherlock Holmes making his many witty and spot-on points based on evidence before Watson, as well as himself, but only that Holmes could deduce. Rationalists love this story because Holmes admits he was on the wrong track about the situation, but allowed new facts to guide him in a new direction. Doyle was a doctor himself, and much like Dr. Watson in many ways, Holmes was modeled after an associate of Doyle's whom he had great admiration for. Doyle is fun with the closed-room mystery that isn't so closed. This is the Holmes story to start with. Track 1, The Speckled Band. I'm glancing over my notes of the 70-odd cases in which I have, during the last 8 years, studied the methods of my friend Sherlock Holmes. I find many tragic, some comic, a large number merely strange, but none commonplace. For working as he did rather for the love of his art than for the acquirement of wealth, he refused to associate himself with any investigation which did not tend toward the unusual and even the fantastic. Of all these varied cases, however, I cannot recall any which presented more singular features than that which was associated with the well-known Surrey family of the Roylotts of Stoke Moran. The events in question occurred in the early days of my association with